I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Amateur versus professional. That's really what we're talking about today. Do you have a professional business, or do you feel like you're still kind of at the amateur stage where you are just kind of like a freelancer, kind of hodgepodging things together? And if you're feeling like you really want to be serious about your business and the kind of clients that you want, the kind of income you want to be generating, you know, all of that stuff, then what's really the right path to success with regard to all that stuff? Hey, David, good to see you. And so here's the thing. So go ahead and, you know, leave some questions. Like if you're engaging with this live and you want to kind of ask some questions and kind of dig into this stuff together, then go ahead and post some questions, and I'll keep an eye on that throughout our session here together. And on top of that, if you're like checking this stuff out through like our you know, podcast or anything like that, then and you want to be part of these live sessions, then show up at 2 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, and we will be here in the Facebook Live group, answering questions and diving into really cool stuff. So here's the big thing that I really wanted to dive in with you guys today. And this is a question that comes up all of the time, which is like, how do I really make the forward progress that I really want to make? Like, what do I do to kind of take things to the next level with regard to your business and how you want to be growing? Because so many people feel like, oh, you know what? I don't have the right clients. I don't have enough clients. I don't have the right pricing, the right marketing altogether. And there's a really specific reason that happens. And I wanted to kind of dive into that with you guys today so that we can really put some strategy behind taking the next step. And the big question is like, are you building like what I would call like a mashup business? And so one of the things that's kind of maybe ironic perhaps is, you know, a lot of people, like, why do people dread inheriting a WordPress project? And like, have you ever looked at the, like the Stack Overflow kind of annual survey reports and things like that, and you kind of look at the list of technologies, and a lot of times people just really dread, like the most dreaded platform or near the top of the list are these WordPress sites. And of course, if you begin to dive into it, it's not really WordPress's fault that people are kind of, you know, dreading it. It's the fact that everything's all mashed up together, and there's like, you know, all different kinds of plugins and themes and weird things going on interacting between the different services and so forth. And then when you try to get in there to try to do anything, to try to make any sort of progress and kind of clean things up, it can be such a hassle, such a mess to try to get your head around all the different pieces that are going on. And really, to make matters worse, there's so many themes out there that really seem to kind of move people along in the direction of really trying to, you know, just cram back your site with all kinds of services and plugins and stuff that's not even in use. I remember I had a client that had it was the monster theme is actually what it was called. It was you know, this giant theme that like required like 30 some plugins to actually just install and work properly. Even if you weren't really planning to use all that functionality, you still had to install all that stuff. And the next thing you know, you have this giant bloated, you know, mishmash of a website going on. And of course, you can't really do anything with a website like that. That's a big problem to try to maintain and keep a site like that really rolling. But the funny thing is, a lot of times that's the exact same approach that people take to their businesses. They just have this mashup kind of Frankenstein style, you know, business where you just kind of like bolt on all these things, and you just accept any client you want at any price you want and all of this stuff. And then you kind of step back from it and you think to yourself, oh, you know, I'm not really hitting the income goals that I had in mind. And you know what? My life/work balance thing is completely out of whack. And, you know, I don't really have any recurring revenue coming in, and that business structure is really missing. And, you know, I just don't feel like I'm attracting the right clients. And, you know, I don't know, everybody's just kind of this cheap, high pressure thing. And so you kind of look back and you look at this business that you've created for yourself, and you think, well, how did it end up like that? Like, how did I wind up in this situation? And, you know, what do you do to get out of it? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about. Like, how do you get out of that situation if that's the situation you're in? And how do you avoid that situation altogether if you're kind of in a position where you're just getting started and you don't want to have this kind of realization down the road where you think, oh, you know, how do I kind of unwind all of this stuff? So, and so let me give just another quick analogy. So like I have a daughter who just turned 16. So she had her, you know, her sweet 16 birthday. So we've got all kinds of other issues going on now. Now there's driving involved, you know, licenses and all of that stuff. But part of the situation was birthday cake. So we were going to bake a birthday cake. And if you're baking a birthday cake, everyone knows that if you have this really specific cake in mind that you want to bake, and it's going to have this you know, double layer thing with icing and sprinkles and, you know, all the designs and so forth on it, that you have a really specific structure in place to make sure that you kind of, that the cake that you kind of have in mind that you want to create ends up actually being the cake that everybody is enjoying on the birthday. And so what that means is you don't just walk around the kitchen and throw in some chocolate chips and throw in a couple of eggs and smear some icing on top before you even bake it. You don't do that, right? Everyone knows you don't do that. And the reason you don't do that is because if you were to do that, then you would just end up with a big pile of sugary mess, you know, and you wouldn't actually get the right cake. So there's a very specific set of ingredients that you need to put in. You have to put them in a specific order. There's, you know, there's all kinds of like of timing, like how long do you cook it, and all of that. All of those things really add up to the cake that you really want. And that's really what you need to do with regard to your business too. It's like there's very specific things you have to put in place in order to not end up being this kind of hodgepodge business. So and so like here, let me give another example. I also have a small person. My youngest son's 4, about to turn 5, and we have these things called magna tiles, and they're sort of like Legos in the sense that you can build stuff out of it. And there's these little squares, but they're magnetic, and so you can kind of snatch them together, and you can build. You know, pretty much you can build buildings and spaceships and, you know, whatever it is you want. It's really cool. And so I was kind of watching my youngest son kind of interact with these magnet tiles, and then his older sister kind of playing with him. And it was really interesting because the way that my young man goes in there is that he just grabs whatever magnet tile he wants and just kind of like sticks it on this pile. And he kind of builds this kind of, you know, this hodgepodge of a structure, and he just likes to see how tall he can get it, and then he likes to knock it over and stuff like that. But then my older daughter, like she actually goes in there and says, hey, you know what, I'm going to build a spaceship. And so she says, in order to build the spaceship, you know, I kind of want the front to be kind of pointy and the back to have these wings and all this stuff. And so she has this picture in her mind. So when she's pulling out the magnet tiles, she's pulling out very specific shapes so that she can create the spaceship, whereas my little guy, he's just pulling out whatever happens to come to the top of the bucket, and, you know, kind of snatches that on to the to this big mound of a tower. And I was looking at that, and I was thinking, that what a perfect analogy for the difference between an amateur and a professional business, because the amateur business is the one where you just kind of reach into the bucket and pull out whatever you get and kind of snatch it into the mix, whereas the professional business has structure behind it. And there's really three things that you need with regard to your structure in order to have a professional business structure that's going to actually achieve the goals that you want. And so so that's kind of what we're going to get to here in a second, is like, how do you, like, what are those three things? How do you put all that stuff together? But before we kind of get into that, first do this. First, like legitimately, like, close your eyes for a moment and just picture in your mind the exact specific details that you want for your business. And so what I'm talking about is like what type of work are you doing? Like what markets are you working with? And, you know, and why? Like, do you like those markets? Is that something that you know about? How much monthly revenue are you generating with your business? Like, what kind of income goals do you need to be hitting? And what kind of revenue are you generating in your ideal situation? Like, where you, like, if you could just have your dream business, what would that look like? And so, you know, the purpose for this exercise is to get you to think through, you know, what is it that you really want? What's, you know, put in your mind with clarity exactly the direction that you want to be shooting for. Because if you don't do that, then it's very difficult to end up with your dream business if you don't really know what that looks like in the first place. So kind of, let's, you know, do you have recurring revenue coming in? Not just monthly revenue, but recurring revenue. Do you have results? Like, are you getting results for your clients? Like, what kind of results? Like, what are you actually driving with regard to the results that you're getting and the outcomes that you're generating for your clients? And what are your clients saying about working with you? You know, like what do you want people to be saying about when they engage with you? How does that kind of wind up? Like, what does that look like? Like, what do you want them to say? Like, what kind of legacy do you want to be leaving with the impact that you're making in other people's businesses? And how does it feel like when you wake up in the morning? Like, how does it feel to go to work? And how does it feel to interact with the clients that you have? Do you like those clients? What is that like? Like in the morning, do you feel energized and excited to get up and kind of crush it? Or do you feel kind of down and depressed? And like, how do you fix that? Right. So, what is it like if you try to tell your parents, you know, like say you built this business up and now it's going awesome. You've got your ideal clients, and you've got the type of work that you love doing. You're driving results and outcomes. You've got this really, you know, stable business with monthly revenue coming in. You're thinking about expanding. What would it be like to tell like your dad or your mom that, you know, look at the business that you've created, or talk to like your best friend or like your roommate from college or something like that? You know, what kind of conversations do you have? So like, that's what I mean when I talk about like just getting a really clear picture in your mind for exactly the direction that you really want to be going. And then once you have that, now let's say, okay, how do you get to the position where that is your reality now? So what we just did is we kind of went through this little exercise where you thought about what it really likes. Like, what is it actually going to be like when this business that you've got in your mind actually becomes your reality? And what does it feel like? Who are you working with? All of these different things. What are you talking about? You know, that really clear picture for exactly the direction that you want to go. And then what you do is you say, okay, now that we have that in mind, what are the ingredients that we need to put in place so that we're actually making progress in that direction? In the same way that when we were thinking about the cake that we were building, like what ingredients do you need to make the cake actually show up on the counter in the same way that it's actually in your mind? Or if you're building the spaceship out of the magnet tiles, you know, what different tiles do you need to put together in order to make the spaceship look like what you really want it to look like? As opposed to just this mound of squares and triangles and stuff. So, and so here are the three things that you really need to be doing that. And the first one is the skill set. You have to have a skill set in order to be able to drive outcomes for your clients. And when it comes to technical skills, there's really two different types of technical skills. The first type of technical skills is a technical skill set that generates some sort of a technical outcome. And so what I mean by that is there's technical skills like even something simple, like installing an SSL certificate. It's like, if you know how to do that, now you've got this nice HTTPS thing going on. So, you know, that's a technical outcome. Or, responsive design, you know, like making sure that when you build a website, it looks good on desktop, but also on mobile devices. And so that's going to be a technical skill set that has a technical outcome. Or making sure that you know how to, you know, maybe install a subscription button or do like a, you know, some kind of a, you know, get the alt tag squared away and install maybe an SEO plugin that you know how to use so that you can actually structure the content on the website in such a way that it can be discoverable and indexed by search engines and, you know, all of those things. All of that stuff is technical skills that really ultimately drive technical outcomes. There's no direct business relationship in terms of like winning more clients, getting more customers, increasing your revenue because of those sets of technical skills. So that's kind of what the other set of technical skills is. It's technical skills that have business outcomes. And so those would be more like lead nurturing, building an email list, landing pages, drip campaigns, sales funnels, you know, things that will automate the nurturing of leads so that ultimately you generate more leads, you nurture them, you get more customers. In some way, you have, you know, marketing platforms and technical skill sets that drive actual more business into your client's business. You know, more customers are coming in. And of course, that, you know, that generates more revenue. And that's what I mean with regard to like business outcomes with regard to technical skills. And that's two different things. And so what you want to make sure you have both of those things going on. That like one of the underlying principles behind the whole double stack system is to have both of those stacks, you know, the business development stack and the technical stack. And so you really need to have both of those two things, because if you're missing one or the other, then you don't really have the full picture. And so if you only have the tech stack with the tech skills, like those kinds of outcomes, then you're going to be able to do some really amazing work. You're just not going to be able to charge a lot of money for it, and you're not going to have recurring revenue coming in from it, and you're not going to end up with the right structure. You're just going to have a good skill set. On the other hand, if all you have is stuff that really generates kind of some sort of a business outcome or concept behind it, then you're going to end up with this really weak platform that you integrate that stuff on, and that's not going to be good either. So you want to have both of those things in place. So that's kind of the first thing is those kind of that well-rounded skill set. The second thing you need is you have to have marketing strategies that actually bring in and connect the clients that you're trying to really serve. And that's a huge missing point, because most of the time people tend to be fully reactive or 100% on the defense. And what they're looking for is somebody to just call out of the blue, or almost 100% of their business comes from word of mouth referrals. And who knows who's going to get referred, and when is that going to happen? And there's really no control over that. And when it does happen, you just react to it, saying, hey, you know, whatever it is that they need, maybe there's something that I can do to help, you know. So, but that's very different from saying, here's exactly what I can do, and then attracting and pursuing, like being on the offense to pursue the clients that you can really serve the best. And so that's a really important and critical point. Is like, do you even have an offer? Like that's a big question to start asking. Like, if you want to be building this kind of business that we just kind of went through that exercise in our minds to really establish exactly what it looks like, you know, one of the questions that we kind of asked was, you know, what work are you doing, and who are you working with, and do you like those people, and do you like that kind of work? And so what you want to be doing is you want to be pursuing building the kind of business where you like the clients that you're working with and you enjoy the type of work that you're doing. And so that's a really big component to this whole thing. But most people overlook that, and they just kind of take whatever clients at whatever price, you know, they will agree to. And the reason for that is they don't have an offer. They just say, you know, I can do a lot of things. You tell me what to do. Basically, most web designers tend to ask their clients to make the offer. And then the web designer comes and either agrees or disagrees or whatever, based on whatever price the client says. Like they'll basically say something along the lines of, hey, you know what? I've got a budget of $800 and I want you to build this website, and here's what I want to put on it, and will you do it? And now, so they're kind of making the offer to you, and then you get to say, yeah, I can do those things. I'll do a great job. And then you try to, you know, kind of reactively accept that client. And of course, that's the bad way to go about it, because you're not building the kind of business that you really want to have. And on top of that, you're not actually serving your clients as effectively as you could be if you were the one saying, hey, here's the stuff that I'm really good at doing. This is the stuff that my skill set is just really dialed into. This is where my passions are and my interests are. You know, these are the types of things where I can really do my best work, and then take that offer out to the clients that you really want to be working with. That's a fundamentally different concept and approach to working with your clients. But you'll also, I think you can quickly see how that alternate approach, where you're building the offer and taking it out to the clients you want to be working with, makes a huge, huge difference with regard to the outcome for your own business and the outcome for the clients that you're working with. And so that's a really big point. And then along those same lines, does your marketing strategy require you to constantly hunt for clients? That's another big point, because in a minute here, we're going to start talking about business structure, and this is part of that. But on top of that, if you're constantly hunting for clients, you have to think to yourself, well, what does that mean in terms of, you know, the marketing, the overall effectiveness of your strategy? Because, you know, all of that hunting for clients, going to networking meetings, writing proposals, you know, that may or may not get accepted, you know, all of that stuff is free work. And that's going to be eating into your time. And you want to minimize that as much as you can. Now, obviously, you need some clients. But if your marketing strategy means that you're constantly looking for new clients, then that means, you know, too much of your time is being spent on this free kind of, you know, marketing work as opposed to actually doing real billable work, which is going to be like anytime you're doing billable work, you know, two things. You know, A, you are really doing something for yourself. You're getting paid for your time. You're building the kind of business that scales. You're hitting your income goals. You know, that's kind of a really important point. But also B, anytime you're doing billable work, you're helping and serving your client, which means they're getting the kind of results that they're really looking to you to deliver. So, you know, what you want to do is obviously maximize your billable time, minimize the kind of free work that you have to do, kind of running the business. And so that's the thing. So like, does your marketing strategy require you to constantly onboard new clients? And then if it does, here's the other side of that. If it does, why are you stopping working with the client in the first place? Why are you not continuing to work with the clients that you already have? Because if you did that, then you wouldn't have to go out and constantly find new clients all the time. So much more of your time could be billable, and you would be driving the results that your clients really want, as opposed to just handing them like a website that they're really not going to be able to do anything with because they don't know how to do all the marketing stuff that you could be doing. And so, you know, that's a big question with regard to your marketing strategy. Are you constantly hunting for clients? What does that mean for, you know, the ratio of billable to non-billable time? And what does it mean for the results that you're able to drive and deliver for your clients? Which is another thing. It's like, are you setting yourself up to create an impact for the clients that you're working with? Or do you feel like you're just kind of feeding yourself without really feeding the client? What I mean by that is, do you deliver a website where, you know, a few months down the road, they might even forget that they have it, or they just have it because they feel like they should have a website, but they're not really getting any business from it. You know, those are the types of issues where you're just not having an impact. You know, like it's like almost a nothing. It's just a breeze, if that. And instead of that, wouldn't it be awesome to just go, boom, look at that. You're getting like 5 leads a week just from the website or whatever. You know, just a huge shift is coming and the website's really performing in a business-oriented way for your clients. And do you feel like that the structure that you're putting together with your offers and your marketing, is it allowing you to be able to drive those kinds of results? And now we're really getting into the business structure aspect of the whole thing. So that's the third thing. So the first thing was a well-rounded skill set. The second thing we just went through were the marketing strategies. Like, do you have an offer? Like, are you on the offense? Or are you just kind of reacting to people coming to you? And then the third thing is this business structure. And what I mean by the structure of your business is like, how are you, you know, like how have you really organized the way that the income comes into your business? For example, do you only get paid when you launch a website, or are you getting paid consistently month after month? Do you have like recurring revenue coming in? Like, do you have to find new clients to get paid month after month, or can you keep working with the clients you already have and have that generate recurring revenue for you? And that's really where you're going to find that things start to scale. Because if you don't have recurring revenue from the clients you already have, and you have the kind of business structure where you have to keep finding new clients all the time, it's almost impossible to scale, especially as a solopreneur, like as someone who's kind of working on your own, or maybe you have one or two other people that you work with. It's really, really hard to scale at that level because you have to reach out to so many different clients, and you know, not all of them say yes, of course. So even if you were selling like a $1,000 kind of price point website or whatever, and you had in your mind you wanted to get to say just $5,000 per month, that means you have to sell and deploy like 5 of those websites every single month to kind of hit that goal. And of course, that's very difficult to do because you'd probably have to get, even if you were awesome at selling and had like a 50% close rate, you'd still have to connect with like 10 potential clients every single month. And then on top of that, while you're doing that, you also have to be building and deploying and releasing at least 5 sites. Nobody can do that. It's not a structure that's going to really be effective. You can't scale at that level when you're a small group. Now, if you're a big thing, like if you're like Wix or something like that, and there's not a whole lot of handholding or personal interaction, you kind of have this automated process of doing stuff, then that's a different situation. You can scale. You can sell a lot of cheap websites to a lot of people and really scale. But that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is building websites for people at a cheap rate. So it's kind of the worst of both sides with regard to like a big automated platform like Wix, where everything is automated and the results are kind of a mess, versus the, you know, what we're talking about with like web consulting, where nothing is automated and everything is awesome, but yet you're charging like everything is automated and cheap. So that's kind of what I mean with regard to the structure. Like, are you maximizing your time or doing too much free work? Like we were just talking about, that's part of your structure. The recurring business, the whole scalability. Let me just give you a quick little example to kind of tie the structure up together. So let's say, like, back in the beginning of our conversation, I said, hey, you know, just kind of close your eyes and think through, you know, like, what kind of revenue would you like to be generating where you're feeling like this is really working and, you know, you're not just meeting kind of like your base income goals and requirements, but you're really to the point where you're like, yeah, this is fantastic. You know, I'm saving money, I'm taking vacations, I'm, you know, paying down whatever debts or house or car payments or whatever, and you really feel like you're making significant progress financially. And not just that, but you're feeling really satisfied. You're driving impacts. Clients are saying really great things. The big question is, how do you get things to scale? And so this is what I say is really the ideal structure from a pricing standpoint and from a business structure standpoint, which is, you know, you need to have two sections to your client agreements. The first section is you build out the website itself, meaning that and when I say website, I don't just mean like the WordPress site, but like all the things that kind of go into it, like social media platforms, you kind of get all those dialed in and designed and looking, you know, consistent and professional. And maybe you get some email marketing platforms, you know, put in place and, you know, obviously the website itself, but also creating content and branding and, all of the things that you really need to build out to make sure that you're setting the stage for your client to really do a fantastic business for themselves with the tech tools that you're putting in place. That's kind of the first build out set phase. And you should be charging a minimum of $3,000 for that, somewhere between $3,000 to $10,000 to do that initial build out. And the reason that it needs to be at that level is because that's how much time it takes to do a really good job at that. You know, clients are terrible at writing copy. So somebody's going to have to help them with that. That's going to take some time. You know, don't just put it on them, you know, help them with that. On top of that, you know, figuring out the right branding and the whole color palette and making sure everything looks professional with regard to that, that takes some time. Putting, you know, writing emails, like if you're putting email sequences together, somebody's going to have to do that. Just figuring out what are you even going to say in the first place when it gets time to start, you know, to start engaging with social media. You know, somebody has to create that. If you're going to send out newsletters, like, you know, you probably want to have a couple kind of in the queue so that you don't miss your cycle. So you have to build all that. So there's a lot of things that really go into really structuring, you know, a really nice kind of upfront build out. And you want to make sure that you allow yourself, plenty of time, probably about a month of time to really build all that out. And so that's why you need to be charging $3,000 to $10,000 in that range. And so, I would say like a good like kind of target point would be like 5,000. If somebody is kind of like a smaller client, maybe closer to the 3. If they've got like a lot of like e-commerce stuff going on, then maybe closer to the 10. But either way, you know, the whole like $800, $500, $1,200 price point is not enough to be able to really do your best work at putting all this stuff together. So that's kind of phase one. And then phase two is, now that you've built that stuff out, you know, put a retainer in place where you're working about 10 hours per month with that one particular client. So every single month you put in 10 hours, and that's not a lot. It's basically just 2.5 hours per week, you know, 4 weeks out of the month. And that gives you that 10 hours. And that's going to allow you to use all the stuff that you just built. And that means that you're generating the results for your clients based on that platform. And then in terms of business structure, that means every time you onboard a new client, just the retainer alone gives you a raise of basically over $10,000 a year. It's like $10,200 is 850 times 12. So every time you onboard a new client, you've just kind of upped your annual income by $10,000 or more. And so that's what I mean with regard to scaling. So at that level, like, how many clients would you need to hit that kind of annual income goal? Like, would you like to make $50,000 a year just off retainers? Then you're talking like 5 clients total at that price point. And to pull it together, you're only working 2.5 hours per day, 5 days per week, doing it at that level. And now you're thinking, hey, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if I was in the 6-figure range, right? So instead of 50 grand, how about 100 grand? And so instead of 5 clients, get 10 clients onboarded at this kind of structure that we're talking about. And now with just 10 clients over the whole year, you're generating a steady stream of $100,000 a year coming in, and you don't. And at that point, you probably don't even need to look for clients at all anymore. And so the vast majority of your time is going to be spent actually serving your clients rather than looking for new ones. And so that means you're getting paid for, you know, you're really leveraging your time very effectively in that sense, but you're also driving results for your clients too, not just kind of doing the initial kind of surface, scratch the surface kind of stuff, but really diving in deep and kind of generating results. And so that's kind of what it takes. So that's the big picture. The whole concept, kind of wrapping it up here, is the professional, that professional business, like the path to it, really includes three stepping stones. It includes the technical skill set that's going to allow you to really crush it for your clients, both from a technical perspective and from a business perspective. And then it's the marketing strategy. Like, how do you build an offer? Like, what do you put into the offer? And how do you take that offer out to clients? Because I'll tell you right now, if you feel like your offer is filled with just technical stuff that you can do, that's not going to resonate with clients. In fact, it's going to overwhelm them or maybe scare them, or they'll just zone out. You can't build an offer saying, you know, I'm going to fix your, we're going to install an SSL certificate and we're going to, you know, get the alt tag squared away for SEO. And then, you know, Google has this mobile first indexing algorithm. So we're going to make sure we tap into it. If you start saying that kind of stuff, it might feel like you're doing a good job. You know, you might feel like, hey, you know, I just said mobile first indexing algorithm. And so, you know, people are going to think I'm smart and I know what I'm doing and that I'm kind of really dialed into my market and my industry here because I just said algorithm. But what I'm telling you is clients don't want to hear that. They don't know what that means. It's an overwhelming thing to hear. And as soon as that kind of language comes out, their brain checks out. They're not into it anymore. And if they say yes, they say yes, either because they're kind of overwhelmed by it, like just, you know, yeah, whatever, do whatever you need to do. Or sometimes they can even get scared by it, meaning that, oh, well, you know, you were just looking at my website for like 10, 15 minutes, you know, and you found all these problems. What other problems might I have? You know, like this kind of fear sort of thing kind of wells up. And that's the wrong way to go about it. And we're going to talk more about what you put into proposals and offers and marketing and all of that stuff. But this is kind of like the bedrock concept. Don't put that kind of stuff into your offer because that doesn't onboard the right kinds of clients. Because even if those clients said yes, it would be the wrong kinds of clients. And just real quick, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but the two things that go wrong with this kind of a marketing strategy, the first thing that goes wrong is if you feel like you have to kind of go beat up on clients like that, to, you know, kind of overwhelm them or scare them into working with you, then nobody really likes to do that. It's like, it's an uncomfortable way to go out and talk to folks. And at the same time, if you're kind of on the receiving end of that, then you don't want to have that kind of anxiety and that stress kind of put on you. And so, you know, both sides of the conversation tend to be, you know, overwhelming and uncomfortable and just bad. And so consequently, what that tends to mean is people don't go out and actually present what they can do to help. And what they will say, like, I hear this all the time. It's like, I can't find any clients. I don't know where to find clients. And then very quickly, what we discover as we start talking is there's clients everywhere. There are literally clients everywhere. And they're just craving and hungry for legitimate, like high value offers that legitimately pursue the kind of business outcomes that they want. And it's not that the clients aren't there. The problem is that the marketing strategy, the concept of how you approach how you talk about what you deliver, how you approach your clients, that's the thing that needs to shift. And when you shift that thing, your eyes open up to the fact, oh, wow, yeah, there's more than enough clients to make a six-figure business right here in my local area. That's the kind of shift that you need to make. And so if kind of back to the other side of things, if people do end up saying yes, because you've kind of overwhelmed them or scared them into working with you, the problem with that is it ends up being these low value, short-term clients. Like you install the SSL certificate, the site becomes, you know, mobile responsive and that kind of thing. And then you're done and then everything's gone. And so, you know, doing those two little fixes are the same kind of things that people could get on Upwork for really cheap, or maybe even do themselves, or hire, you know, their friend's brother who lives in the basement to kind of do it or whatever. You know, those aren't high value services to offer, and they're not long-term either. You do it once and you're done and that's kind of it. There's really nothing to kind of do on that ongoing basis. So that's kind of the whole point, guys. So that's where we're going with regard to developing a really strong professional business that really gets results for yourself and for your clients. And those are the three steps. It's the skills, it's the marketing strategies, and it's the business structure. You take those three things and you think through those three things and put that in place, and you're going to be on the path to having a very successful long-term awesome. Like, that's your dream business. And so, so if that's the kind of stuff that you feel like you want some help kind of implementing that stuff into your business, like, how do you pull all that together? You know, like, how do you develop, you know, technical skills with business outcomes? Like, what does that look like? And like, how do I put together an effective offer? And like, how do I kind of present that in a meeting? So I'm not just saying, you know, all kinds of technical jargon all the time. And instead of scaring clients into working with you, how do you inspire clients to work with you? Like, if that's the kind of stuff that you're thinking through and you want some help really dialing that in, then let's get on the phone and talk about it. So head over to doublestack.net/call. And you'll find that my calendar sitting right there, and you and I can get on a call together and really dial this stuff in and really put those three steps in place, the skills, the marketing strategies, the business structure to drive your business into the direction so that, you know, 6 months down the road, you look at it and you're like, boom, you know, I've arrived at this dream business that you really have. And sometimes you can do it even faster than that. Like, if you look at some of the interviews from some of the guys that we've talked to here in the Facebook group, I mean, there's people making like $25,000 in 6 weeks, or, you know, over $20,000 in 3 weeks. It's like, you know, people are making huge shifts in their business simply by putting these three steps in place. And so I want to invite you, if you feel like that you're really ready to kind of take your business kind of from this amateur status into like a legitimate digital marketing professional business, then, you know, let's get on the phone and really talk about that and how to dial that in for you. And you're going to come away talking with really three huge things. You're going to come away with that three-step process of how do you get these skills? You know, what are the marketing strategies? What can you put in these retainers? Like, and I know a lot of people are like, well, what can I put in a retainer other than WordPress maintenance and hosting? You know, what else can you do? And so, like, we'll talk about that, because nobody's going to buy a WordPress maintenance package anymore. It might have been a thing that people would have purchased before, but now that there's other platforms out there, like especially Wix, you don't have to have a maintenance package on Wix. So if your whole pitch is to move somebody off of a Wix website into WordPress, and as part of doing that, now they've got to pay you an extra $50 or $100 a month, that's a terrible pitch. Nobody's going to do that. Like, what other benefits are you providing? So what you want to do is figure out, you know, what can you put into these marketing packages that's going to allow you to have those two things, that initial setup of $3,000 to $10,000, and that kind of monthly retainer in place where you're really onboarding clients, you know, about 10 hours per month to start out with. And of course, scale it up from there if you want to, but that's kind of like a really good target point. So let's get on the phone and talk about how we can implement this stuff into your business if, in fact, you are serious about really developing a professional kind of, you know, streamlined business that actually brings forth the dream business that you really have in mind. So there we go, guys. Head over to doublestack.net/call. And just pick a time that works great for you. We'll get on the phone for 45 minutes for free and really dial this stuff in. And so there we go. That's what we got. So again, if you've been enjoying this and you kind of want to take these sessions with you on the go, you know, don't forget that we've got this going on at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. There's a YouTube channel in the mix. So you can get kind of replays, like if you feel like you kind of missed out on the live session. But even better than that, if you want to be part of the live session and kind of ask questions and give high fives, boop, then head over into the Facebook group. It's Building High Value WordPress Sites. And then you can kind of interact here and say hello and hi. And hey, Caleb, it's good to see you. I didn't notice your comment come in until just right now. So if you have any other questions or want to talk more about this, go ahead and leave a comment. I'll put a link here in the comments to where you can schedule a free call. And then there we go. So we'll get back together again next week. And until then, have an awesome week. Hope you guys had a great Easter weekend. And we'll be back in touch again soon. All right, guys, take care.